You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, dolls.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What up, Big Wigs? We are back. Thank you for tuning in. It's another episode of Big Wigs. We are your little hostesses with the mostest, Anna and Dre. And we got a really big show because this episode does, in fact, fall on Met Gala Monday.
Met Gala Monday. It's the first Monday of the month, and all was quiet in the house. And
not a creature was stirring except for Anna Wintour with her little cute bob.
I just want to say that was a gorgeous intro. It was really like condensed. Nice. It's like you've been doing this, you know?
I've only been doing it for what? We have
122 episodes. That's even a made up number. I don't even know if that's the real number.
And it is funny though, because we have a running Google Doc that we put all of our, we do a little show prep on it. And it is very funny because that number is so made up.
Like so made up.
It's around there though. It's roughly estimated. What happened? You took your glasses off?
Sorry. If you're watching, I just took my sunglasses up, but they're prescription. So my eyes like couldn't adjust. And I was like, oh, right. That's why you're wearing them. You can see better. I'm going to leave them on for a few. Honestly,
I do love those. I thought they were transitional at first and weren't transitional.
They're just in-betweeners.
Now, what's that?
In-betweener is when you like, it's like not too sunny, but it's not too gray. You want just like the light block.
It's like a little sunset, misty. Like,
yeah.
I actually love those. And I think those
my strongest prescription because I got them in the last few months where I had my eyes checked. So I do wear them a lot because the eyes feel good.
The eyes are feeling nice.
They feel nice on it. You know, it's like I can see everything. When I took them off, it was bright in my face and I couldn't see you. And she must have thought I had like a full on aneurysm here. I was just sitting here like, tweaked out.
And one eye got really big and one eye got small.
I couldn't see. And then I thought,
happening.
Better put them back on for now.
Let's bring those babies back.
Yeah.
So it is in fact Met Gala Monday. We both had, not, I wouldn't say like crazy eventful weekends, but we both had really fun things that we did.
Eventful weekends. Yeah. Like, and here's the thing. I want to go to the Met Gala. Why aren't we at the Met Gala?
Well, it is a rainy
day, actually. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not working at the Met Gala tonight. But I imagine they'll be tented.
Oh, of course.
But it does suck. Like, no matter how covered it is, you're in a fucking huge couture outfit. You got to get into a car at some point and get out of the car at some point.
Like, their team will be responsible for putting up the umbrella, making sure they're shielded at all times.
But like hairstylists got to whip out the anti-frizz today like it's their job. You know what I mean? Like,
HMU working overtime. They're about to get their money paid and well spent.
Yeah, it's a stressful day. Like, didn't you see that? You saw it pouring and I was like, oh, that sucks.
I go, tough for them. Mind you, we have no business discussing like the hair and makeup teams and everything of the logistics of the Met Gala, but it's fun.
I can't wait to like put on my sweatpants and judge. You know what I mean? Like,
every year I go, now what is this? Now what message are you trying to send with that? And I'm in my PJs.
Yeah, always. What kind of hair is that? Meanwhile, mine's like in a fucking clip from seventh grade, you know? Like,
now, annually we do, you've always done Joan doing Fashion Police.
Yeah, Joan's got a comment on the Met Gala because we miss her. We miss her commentary, right?
No, she's one of my faves.
The thing is about the Met Gala, though, like, it's hard to necessarily like make fun. You know what I mean? I mean, you could roast them, but like the whole point of it is there's a theme and it's very extravagant. It's not like you're going to the Oscars and like who looks the fucking sharpest, right?
Totally.
It's kind of a little avant-garde. It's a little,
there's an extra element added to it.
Yeah, it's artistic. It's creative.
So you can really go any direction because sometimes we see certain things and I'm like, how does that fit the theme?
Yeah.
But then of course they like bullshit their way out of it. They're like, well, this twig actually represents the stance that one, you're like, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't care. You're a tree. Right?
I'm thinking of Lana Del Rey when she did the garden and she did all those branches and trees.
She was a tree, yeah.
She was a fairy.
She was a pretty tree.
Yeah, that's what I thought of.
Yeah, it's different. But yeah, I've done Joan every year, at least for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? You know how you get like memories on your phone? Like,
I know. Time hop? Are you still doing time hop?
Fuck time hop. No. Time hop hated me. Time hop only showed me and my ex-boyfriend. And it was like, remember the time?
You
and
I'm loved like, it. You loved it.
No, there came a point where I was like, I actually deleted time hop. But you get memories on your Apple memories. They pop up like when you like open your phone.
That's true. And those are always very, I'm thinking, how did you choose this?
Well, they picked the date.
That's true.
No, you could do it by date. So it said May, 5th.
Oh, yeah.
And you want to know where I was for the Met Gala 3 years ago? And Jared wanted to kill me because I was like, I got to do my Met Gala video.
Yeah, of course.
I was in Europe. I was in Rome.
This bitch was abroad. Wait, and I was skipping out on her reservation.
I was in Rome and I did it. I remember doing it too. Like we were like jet lagged. And so I was like, what time is it at? You know, and
yes.
I didn't watch it. Obviously, I just saw like the highlights of the outfits. And I decided that morning before we left the hotel, the morning after like Met Gala, I would do it.
Right.
Which is like, what, 3 a.m. like our time? I was so fucked up. It was probably my best video. I probably did a great job because I was like on a time crunch. You know what I mean?
Those are the best when you have to hurry.
I was like, I have 40 minutes to get this shit done.
Yeah.
And Jared's like, we're on vacation. We just spent a lot of money to come to Italy.
Listen,
and
content don't stop.
Fucking Joan wig on the floor of our hotel room reporting on an event you did not go to.
This is the price you pay. But you gotta wig up. You gotta suit up.
I gotta wig up, you know?
Whatever. But your drones are always great, so I'm excited to see this year's. I only Teresa 2 years ago, and then I didn't do it last year, but I'm inspired yet again.
Yeah. Well, your Teresa's does very well.
Teresa, people love the tree. And it's also because Jersey isn't on anymore, so people are fiending for the tree.
My question, I was gonna eat this and I realized we're on air. My question for you is, wait, it's not on. It'll be back. It's just not on now.
It's not on now, but also they're doing a full cast re-scramble. That's the word on the street.
Got it. So I've seen some of the like headlines about it.
Yeah, people don't know what's
happening.
Do you
want to scramble as a fan?
What is painful to me to see is that they brought on the two new characters, Danielle and Rachel, and I love both of them. So it's hard to see. They didn't really get their time to shine. They only really had 2 seasons to let loose.
Got it.
And that's not enough time to like really cement yourself as a housewife.
It's I feel like you got to be fucking on from day one or
you really
you're
do. Out. You really do. But I think their storyline, you know how Countess Luann, like she went through so many ups and downs and like the story just always continues and you see so many versions of these women. But, you know, they only had 2 seasons to really pop off. So I think they're going to keep certain cast members and then some get a spinoff and then some are gone. So it's going to be sad because we've seen the same storyline play out, which is Teresa and her sister-in-law
hate each other.
Right. They ain't close.
Well, that's the whole fucking point of life, right? Is anyone close with their in-laws? I feel like in-law, the word
it's a classic trope. Yeah.
Is just like, oof, scary.
I know. Why don't we need to.
And I'll say this. Can I say a statement I think I observed?
Please.
In-laws, if you are fans of your in-laws, I wonder how strong their relationship is with you and the person.
Oh, you're saying that if you're close with your in-laws, that's only a representation. That's only a reflection.
No, I think it's
of maybe how not
overcompensating
you
because right. Your relationship might not be as strong. This is a blanket statement. I could get canceled for saying something like this. But I think
you should put it on X and see how many people. Anna loves stirring the pot on Twitter.
I stir the pot.
She loves stirring the pot.
Wait, but I cut you off and I feel bad that I cut you off, but I really do believe in-laws always had a negative connotation. Like, oh, my in-laws.
Totally.
In-laws.
It's a trope that everybody knows.
But then there are some people who are like, I love my in-laws. And I'm like, what? Who hurt you? Like, are you guys not having sex? Like,
your life must be so right.
Right? There's something weird.
No, I definitely, I see your point and I could stand with it. I think you should write a whole thesis on this because this is interesting.
The in-laws thesis?
The in-laws thesis. At least if for not nothing, we should romanticize the word in-laws. Like we should, you know how the Spanish language is so beautiful? The Italian, we need to like romanticize.
In-law?
Yeah, because it sounds a little harsh.
It sounds like a rule.
Yeah, in-law.
Yeah,
immediately just a negative.
In-law, it's like a stamp on your Thanksgiving table, you know?
I know.
In-law here.
Here's the thing. You know why in-laws are so tough is because you were raised a certain way, you grew up doing certain things, and it's totally opposite whatever you're going to marry and how they do traditions.
Yeah, it's hard to
mesh the two together. That's why people get, you know, they marry the same people. So it's not, the traditions are still the same.
Yeah.
So it's tough when your child who you've raised this whole time comes home with this person that you've never seen. You go, who is this? They're infiltrating our family values. So it always comes with a little bit of tough territory.
I'd probably be a monster in law.
Now, you ever see the movie Monster in Law?
Yeah, I think I'd be her. Not racist, but I'd be her in terms of like judge.
All I'm saying is I would be terrified
if you were my like daughter in law.
I would just work really hard to try to impress you or try to please you.
And I'd be like, that's such a sweet effort. Yeah. I see your effort.
Yeah.
Try less.
No, seriously.
Go home.
There's a new, it was the new movie with Lindsay Lohan, the holiday movie that she just did.
Oh, yes.
And she comes with wine and it was a screw off top and she gives it to her future mother-in-law and the mother-in-law is like, wine with a screw off.
Yep.
Thanks.
Immediate hate.
Immediate doghouse. That's tacky.
That's so funny.
That's tacky.
I just feel like it's also like based on like generations. Like my parents were not.
Yeah.
Like I've never seen my dad and my me mom like in a room together, like hanging out. Do you know what I mean? My mom's mom, like his mother-in-law. I had never in my life while she was alive seen them like be friends. I don't think they hated each other, but I'm like, they didn't have a relationship and that's okay.
And that's fine. Famously though, your mother, Lee, and Jared have a very close relationship.
I had a feeling you were going to go here.
Well, I had to. I'm sorry.
I did make a video about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're obsessed with each other. It's like kind of weird.
So much so that...
That if I died, maybe they'd date.
So much so that your mom has actually called Jared your nickname for him.
Yeah. Because she's like, because I heard it. I was like, no, that's not how that works, bitch.
So you got to come up with your own nickname. Okay.
She'll literally be like in her closet, like, Jar, can you reach something for me? Can you get this boot up here? I'm like, bitch. Ask my dad. She's like, yeah, but Jared's here and he's better.
And Jared's taller and stronger and younger.
They text.
That's creepy.
I'm like, he'll be like, hey.
I draw the line. What are they texting about?
I have no idea. Plans. I don't know.
Plans.
Wait, you'll love this. I said to my mom, I said, do I really have to come home again for Mother's Day? This is, you know.
Right.
My parents don't put pressure. I'm very lucky. We don't put pressure on things like Father's Day, Mother's Day, they're like chill. Anniversaries. And yeah, they're chill. They're like, whatever. Come or don't come. They would never like be like expecting it. And so I said to my mom, like, I was just in Philly like a couple weeks, like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, do I have to come home for Mother's Day? Or like, do you have plans? Like, what's your thing? And then she was like, I don't know. No, I don't know. Do whatever you want. And I said, why don't you come here for Mother's Day?
Cute.
And she's like, yeah, but the dog and dad. I said, leave them, bitch. Just come. Cause I love
the
when
dog
my mom
and
comes
dad. It sounds like they've got each other. That's perfect.
Yeah. So my mom's going to come here and party with me Saturday night and then spend Mother's Day Sunday.
Adorable. My mom calls me up and she goes, you know, it'd be really, really nice, but I don't want you to plan anything but a boat on the water.
Wait, what?
The Hudson.
Not wait.
I go, Mom, that sounds absolutely fabulous.
Wait, she's making her own boat plans through you.
She's making her own boat plans. But she's telling me, though, I don't have to plan anything. She's like, I'll get your father on it. I already know I'm not allowing that because my dad, I mean, the plans, we'll be in, he would have booked it for, I don't know, the Philadelphia River or something. We would like, he would book it for
He's
Miami.
Not a planner.
You know, no. And meanwhile, I'm over here struggling to make plans. You know me and my plan B, what is it called? My B personality? Type B personality?
I guess that is what you have. What did you say I have?
I think you're a neutral. You're on the border of type A and type B.
What is the, like,
the cusper. I want to know you're a cusper.
I am a cusp. Yeah. I'm also a triple Gemini, which people say is serial killer.
Yeah.
But wait, can you explain to me, like, type A is like calendar, regimen, organized.
Yes.
Follow-ups.
Your brain, it almost looks color-coded. You work very well with a schedule. You want to know where we're going from point A to point B at what time. Your phone is always charged. You're the mother of the group. That's like extreme type A. Yeah. There's obviously some people that are in the middle. I am more type B. And there was actually an amazing TikTok where a girl explained how she's type B. Her phone doesn't need to be charged all the time. She like won't charge it at night because she's like, whatever happens, happens. You don't know where, if you're going on a trip, just like we were going on the cruise and somebody, my sister-in-law asked me what the cruise line is. The day before leaving the dock, I had no idea what line it was, what the schedule was. So you kind of just easily go with the flow and it doesn't stress you out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am in the middle.
I think you're in the middle. And I honestly, I'm working my way to get to the middle. Because I think by the time...
Dre, last week goes, yeah, I went out and met this person for lunch, you know, at like 1. And then what do you know? It's 2:30 a.m. I go, oh, that's a nice sensible lunch. She goes, no, a.m. You really let the day take you wherever.
See where the day went. We didn't have plans. You hop around, you hip hop.
A perfect example of this is literally on the cruise. Right. When I lost my performer pass, before we say where it was, I couldn't find my performer pass. We went to go to this dinner and we see these women at this bar and they're talking and Dre's like, yeah, let's hang out. Let's have drinks, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, Dre, I need to find my performer pass. I'm not going to be allowed into my shows or anywhere without this pass, because they were very strict about it. You know, you got to show it if you want to get into certain areas. And I'm standing there like fucking bugging out. And they clearly, these people had never met us. So they're like, oh, well, she's the fun one. And she's the
I need my pass.
Regimented one. I'm like, I can be fun. I just need my fucking pass right now. That's a perfect example of type B. And type B and a half, A and a half.
Type B, yes. But I think there is a very good thing about having both qualities, because you can't live your life just stringing shit along type B.
No, you can't. I do think age helps.
It does. You mature, you learn good and bad things about how to handle situations. And yeah, I think it's good to have both qualities.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Like, I still write shit in a calendar every day.
That I do have to have a calendar and I have to see it multiple times. Now, when you write something down and if somebody tells you, oh, are you free next week at this time? I have to go back to my calendar because any plans I have, I forgot.
Yeah.
So I have to use the paper.
I do too. I like to write it down.
It helps, and
I'm not good at keeping it in my phone.
Yeah.
Like, yes, meetings that I like accept in my phone are there.
Yeah.
But I don't add shit on my own. It's a goal every year. It's like one of my lists. I mean, one thing on my list to like use my phone calendar.
How did we get on this topic?
I have no idea.
No clue.
We were A and B. There was something we were talking about.
B to C equals D.
EFG. HIJK.
LMN.
Okay. Back to this weekend, though.
Yes.
I partied.
You partied.
Girl,
you had a great time.
I JP'd.
Now, this could be a code word for the podcast. Whether we beat or we aid.
I beat hard this weekend. How about you?
Hard. This weekend, it was AB.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I saw a movie that Jared really wants to go see.
Well, yeah.
You went to the museum. Who are you? What are you, visiting New York?
I know. We went to the MoMA and then we went to
such a cultured weekend
to see Sinners. You know what? New York has so many amazing things about it, and I really don't utilize the museums enough. But you have to. I mean, some of the museums are free. I'm used to being from DC. Every single thing is pretty much free, but you got to pay for the MoMA, the Met.
Yeah.
There's some things that you really do have to pay for. So, I went to the MoMA. Nick and I had a little cute little day.
That's so nice.
And then we did see the movie Sinners, which I have heard so many good things about. Like, everybody's like 10 out of 10, 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
So I go in only reading the first two sentences of the
I have no idea what it's about.
Synopsis. So
and I kind of want to go in that way.
Yeah. No spoilers. If you read the first two sentences, it just says it's about two twins that go back to their Mississippi town, their hometown, and they kind of are opening a bar in their hometown. The shit that transpires in this movie here had me, my mouth was open. I go, wait, what the? There's so many themes in this movie.
Oh, good.
It's
good?
Good. But it mixes race with religion and mystical. Like, it's all of these things put together. And you just leave the theater going, wow, had I read the synopsis, I still wouldn't have known what really was going on. But it's an interesting take on race mixed with religion, going back to your family. And Michael B. Jordan is sexy.
He just got put on the list. Did you see this?
No. The Diddy list? No.
Literally, I walked out of the train and they were like, these names will pop up on the list with Diddy. And he was one of the faces.
Shut up.
He's in that movie?
He is the main character. In fact, he plays both of the twins.
I better go see it before they pull it from theater.
No, bro. So this came from another new list of
I don't
people.
You know, whoever posted it. I just saw it like 5 seconds ago. Like, I could probably scroll back and look.
By the way, I don't want to stop talking about because I have one more thing to say about Sinners. Well, I'll say this. Hailee Steinfeld is also in it. She's a main character.
Oh, yeah. She's good.
She's incredible.
Cool.
I forgot that she also, Anna, for a snack to the studio, brought the Takis, but the Trader Joe's version, which she says are better. And actually, they don't have the red dye in them, so they are better. But
I almost ate one and then I realized we were on air. So it's just sitting on my lap. I sucked it in.
No, no. She has it in her
thigh. My cigarette ready to go with the break. I'm like.
She has it in her thigh. Her thigh roll. This is usually
my thigh roll. We didn't have to call it a roll. It's a crease. It's like when you sit, it's a crease. You don't need to make it seem like I gained 4,000 pounds.
Roll is the wrong word. It's just when your leg and your stomach.
She stuck it in a roll. Kill me.
It's not a roll.
You can have
Anna
it.
Is like,
I'm going to throw it in the trash.
Miniature size.
I'm stopping eating.
But I just love that. I love that you did that because I like to save my snacks for later as well. I'm also recording this. Okay.
Perfect. I just thought it's going to be a loud crunch, actually, if I really try and like go for it right now. You know what I mean?
So yeah, the big wigs will come for us.
I'll just hold it here and suck the powder off my leggings after.
Yeah, I famously eat Takis. Nick always makes fun of me on stage when he uses this bit about dating a Mexican. And I have,
does that on stage?
Oh my God.
He could never.
He says that which is a true story, I famously will suck a Taki, all the dust and the flavoring off of it, and then I'll just put it in a cup. It's like I'm eating sunflower seeds. Like I dispose of the carcass. And
I don't think that's, and I don't think that has anything to do with race. I think that
Mexicans love Takis.
Yeah, but not sucking them. That's like very Kourtney Kardashian. Like, I just like to smell it. And then it's like, I got enough.
That's so true. Yeah, I guess maybe it's more of the trope of
sixth grade.
I've just been using trope a lot. I really like the word trope. You know, the old trope about, I guess... I don't really know. We just have a lot of Mexican Latino things in our cupboards, like Goya beans and Takis and taco shells. Good for us.
What do you do with a taco shell?
Rice and beans. Like, we make tacos.
Suck it like a baby bird and spit it out onto a plate.
Nice. I am disgusting.
I had a cultured weekend, too. I didn't go to the MoMA, but I did go to a party that was a theme, Life Imitates Art.
Which is so crazy because these two do relate. Tell me more about this. I really wanted to go. I couldn't make it.
You should have. It was fucking awesome. My friend Liz throws a rager every year. It's a really big theme. This was the third year in a row.
And I went last year. I'm telling you guys, this was probably...
I think you went 2 years ago.
Was it 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. You went to the first one.
I'm disgusted. That was 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yes, it was because I was living in Jersey.
Yeah.
Best party I've been to in New York.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. You know, I don't even know how to explain it. Everyone really commits to the theme. Mm-hmm. I'd say my outfit was mid this year. Like, honestly, I have thoughts about me and theme parties. And I think I'm definitely not type A.
Yeah.
And, but it was so much fun. You know, they had amazing food. There was great sushi and great tacos. And she had an awesome DJ who played fucking bomb songs. And there was a tattoo artist. And there was a chocolate psychic.
What is that?
I didn't do it. Because honestly, I have mixed feelings. I don't know. I didn't do it. And there was a line. Like you eat a certain piece of chocolate. And then based on the chocolate you eat, they can like tell your future or something. Chocolate psychic. It's a thing.
Whoa. It's almost telling your fortune with tea leaves or something.
Kind of. Yes. Yes.
But wait, you eat the chocolate?
I think you eat a piece of chocolate and then they like tell you your future.
Do you spit in a cup or something?
I think you eat it. It's good chocolate. I think it's like, you know, part of the act.
Well, what do they read from?
No, they don't read. They like just, they can like sense your, you know, I don't know.
No, this is.
Like if I'm like, I like this dark chocolate.
You eat a piece of chocolate and then she goes, okay.
Want to know when you're going to die.
What? How does that work?
I don't know. That was the first year the psychic was like, do you want to know when you're going to die? And I was like, that's how we're starting? I was like, no.
Sorry. No. Can we go back to just like, I don't know.
Yeah, like what's happening?
When I'm going to become rich?
Week. Yeah. Right. Like, will I, you know, book that commercial? Like,
yeah.
How about that? Yeah. And then there was, I don't know. I didn't do it though. There was a caricature artist. There was a big like spray paint wall. I didn't sign the wall. I just realized there's some stuff I missed out on, but I had a great time.
That's all that matters.
I think so.
And there were hanging birdcage, like these huge.
There was a birdcage hanging. Pages. No, there's just one. But it was just because last year it was a moon. We do this thing. She does this thing every year. It's like a hanging thing that like you can sit on for like photo and video ops. And it was so much fun.
Everyone looked amazing. Oh, and it relates to the art because Liz dressed up as
Starry Night.
And I'm not even talking. I mean, she's got great boobs.
Yeah, of course she does.
She fully painted her body, you guys. But then I saw the before and after and I just saw a video of like her bare tits painted in blue.
Yeah. The artist was so unbelievable. I mean,
where did she find this woman?
She came in from LA. She's a makeup artist. I have the funniest thing. So I went over to get ready there. She came in from LA to paint Liz, like starting at 2:00. And I came over around 5:00. And she was like kind of almost done, but like whatever. They were still painting. And this woman works a lot. And she's such a good artist. Her name is Nicole. Shout out. And she... I walk in and Liz was like, oh my God, this is my friend Anna, who I was telling you about, who does Luann, because she was Luann's makeup artist on all of Love Hotel.
Shut up.
So she went to Cabo with the Bravo, with the production to do, she did all the girls, but she was like, I mostly worked with, like she was hired, I think, to work with Luann, but then she did Ashley Darby for a little while and like a couple days. She was there for like a month with Lou.
That's incredible.
I was like, wait, I have questions.
Right. I was going to say, what did she say about her?
She said she's nothing but nice.
She's amazing. Not.
Lou is so fucking nice. When you meet her, like,
oh my God.
She is so sweet.
Story.
Yeah. To like all the fans and to the people who work with her. Like, I really think she's genuinely like a really sweet, sweet person.
Yeah.
But it was funny because I was like, was everyone like partying? Like, how does that work? You're in Cabo shooting a dating show.
Right.
And she told me the best thing. I feel like I don't want to like out her, but like she told me the best thing ever, that like Bravo does limit all the people on the show, the guys, the girls, you know, who are on the show. Like they limit them with the alcohol because you can't get on camera if you're like sloshed.
Which I mean, if you guys know old Roni, like when they're in Mexico, Luann famously falls into a bush.
Maybe that was when they learned we should limit.
We should limit them. They go, and we're going to limit this shit. Because yeah, these women do go crazy.
But I go, oh, that's good. And she goes, yeah, but the limit's like, I think it was 14 drinks a day. I go, I'd be dead.
No, and doctors will famously say binge drinking is like 3+ alcoholic drinks. They're like, you're definitely a binge drinker. 14?
We're
Anna.
In the double digits?
I'm sorry. What?
It was such a funny statement. I was just like, you're joking, right? She's like, no, I think that was...
I think the limit is 14.
I was like, 14?
You guys.
Ounces? She's like, no drinks. That's
at least like 6 times over the legal limit of what you should be drinking. Like,
well, they're not driving.
True.
They're dating. I was like, that's crazy.
That's insane.
But she said she was really sweet, which I love to hear because you know we love Lou.
Oh my God, we do. Wait, it reminds me. I actually put this in our prep. Lou was on Watch What Happens Live and she
was.
She talked about.
She had a big show on Saturday night. I was invited and I'm sad I couldn't go because I had Liz's party.
Of course.
Wait, you guys have to hear this before we break. Lou literally.
I saved it in my.
She praised the Pope on. She was on with Elizabeth Perkins, too, who's like such an iconic actress. And I think so fun. I'm like, have they ever met before? Does she know like Lou's antics?
I certainly hope so, because this is crazy. All right, I'm going to play this clip.
It was so good.
The Pope just passed today.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Rest in peace, darling.
Was that a message to the Pope?
That was.
Okay. Message to the Pope from Luann de Lesseps. Rest in peace, darling.
Rest in peace, darling. And then she just,
rest, may he rest in peace. God, I love her. I love her.
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
I don't even know if she's like that religious, but great message to the Pope. May he rest in peace. Today, this it's Cinco de Mayo, and it is also officially the week where they're starting conclave, which we'll get into in our next segment.
The conclave?
The conclave. And we'll be back with the papal news of which we'll be discussing the conclave.
Great. I'm going to eat this chip.
Finally, she can eat. We'll be right back.
I believe that the Pope conclave for the Pope is a little more...
Could be a little bit more...
Beefed up.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see CGI. I want to see...
I want to see the like the actual thing. Because like I saw the movie, so that's my only thought about conclave.
What's so crazy about the movie is how recently it came out, and now we are really
going
getting...
through it.
Here's the thing.
Was it predicting?
Pope Francis was such an amazing Pope. He was longstanding. What's crazy is that he survived the double pneumonia.
Wow.
So that's why when he went back home, we thought, hallelujah, he's safe. Yeah. And then he sadly passed. It was a little bit kind of crazy because I said, oh my God, he survived that.
Yeah. Don't people think what's his face killed him?
There's a little, there's some
the vice president.
Sus.
What's his name?
Yeah. There's some sus.
Wasn't he the last guy
there.
He met with?
Yes.
J.D. Vance. That's unfortunate. Whether or not he killed it, just like the final meeting is unfortunate.
The last meeting he had with a human, it had to be Vance.
Right? That's like saying like the last meal I had was like stale bread. You know what I mean? Like that's like You want to go out on a steak, you know? You don't want to go out on like a fucking shitty ass airport sandwich.
It's just not a good look either.
No, it's not.
For JD.
But like, here's the thing. Like the Conclave movie made it seem like, okay, this is like a full on gossip act. You know what I mean?
Yes.
This is
oh my gosh.
Everyone talking shit on each other. They're all throwing each other under the bus.
Yep.
They're trying to get the most popular person wins.
Yeah.
You know, it is a popularity contest.
It kind of is.
Like who's got the sickest robe? You know, it's
who's getting the most votes. It's what it comes down to.
And then
you got to get the smoke in your favor when the white smoke comes out of the chimney.
I don't remember that part.
I don't think they put that in the
Who's
movie,
that?
Actually.
The Ghosts of Christmas Past. That ghost better fucking swing your way.
I was watching the Papal News on BBC 2 days ago, and they just kept on showing the chimney, but like nothing's happening for the chimney.
Oh,
or
wow.
With the chimney. So they're just, the news is just like, and here's another look at the chimney, which will be active on,
December 25th.
Is this what we're doing?
When Santa squeezes his little butt down that hole.
I mean, it was just kind of funny, though. It's like when I used to be a news reporter and I had no idea what to report on. So I'd be and here we are.
You guys, when we do a live show again, you're going to see Dre's news reporting. It's so good.
You have got it. You got to come to
Listen,
the next.
Listen, she's got the inflection down. You know what I mean? Like
right,
the
right.
voice goes up and down. Does she know what she's saying?
No.
Debatable.
Fake it till you make it. I got that voice down. And here we are once again back in.
It's really nasally, right?
Yeah. I kind of add that in there.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It feels right.
That's her news voice.
Listen, guys, I'm reading the New York Times. It says a conclave like no other. More cardinals from more countries than ever will gather in the Sistine Chapel starting Wednesday to choose a new pope at a precarious time for the church.
Can't wait.
There are a lot of unfamiliar faces. Cardinals are wearing name tags.
The movie made it hot. Do you know what I mean? Like the movie made it like cool now. Like now I'm invested.
No, so many people have said that. I have never heard. And I went to a Catholic school, so we had it broadcasted. We had to watch the conclave when it was happening.
Oh my God!
In school, I'm not even kidding. And our teacher was so invested, and she was voicing all of her opinion. She's like, "Oh, this cardinal guy made it to the next round." She was pissed.
Wow.
So I remember that, but I don't think I've ever heard people talk about the conclave. That's why it's so interesting to me.
It's chic now. It's
now everybody wants to talk about conclave.
Yeah. I went to a Q&A for the movie. I went to like the SAG screening.
God,
so I got to meet like the producer. I mean, I didn't meet them, but I saw the producers. The costume designer was there. It was mostly the production team. It was like, I think maybe the writer was there.
Yeah.
One of the writers. And it was really a funny thing that happened was, you know, the costume designer, like she talked about how when she met with them before they started working on the movie, she was like, well, how traditional do I have to go?
Right.
Because it is a religious thing, you know, and a lot of people take it very seriously. And it's not just a Hollywood movie, even though it is a Hollywood movie. And they were like, you know, you can take some liberties or whatever. And then she said that she heard from people like, you know, like who are like the cardinals themselves.
Yeah.
She heard they were like, oh, we really like the outfits in the movie. Like, can we change our like whatever she did was like a step up from what they wear. So they were like, wait, we like that better. Can we get on that? So she's like, that's how I know I did a good job because they like liked it and they wanted it for themselves.
It's actually a telltale sign. Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
That is. That is.
I'm going to watch that movie again. Maybe this week.
I need to. I was telling you, I fell asleep.
Yeah, you got to watch it again, especially if you went to like a school that screened it.
I know.
My school
Stanley
screened.
Tucci's in it.
Do you know what we watched in school? We watched like Jack Frost at my public school.
Oh, yeah. For Christmas time.
Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, Jack Frost.
Yeah, about the kid whose dad dies and becomes a snowman. It's pretty dramatic.
Oh my God,
for
with Tim Allen?
Movie.
With Tim Allen?
No, it's not Tim Allen, is it? It's Jack Frost. It's, it's, what's his face? Not Bruce Willis. It's my brain, Michael Keaton.
Love him.
I believe it's Michael Keaton.
Love him. Oh my God. Listen to the our producer in house is Jack Frost.
Michael Keaton. He's the dad. He dies. He becomes a snowman. And he's basically the snowman until he melts.
Phenomenal.
So it's basically giving children false hope that if your parent dies and you build a snowman, it could become Jack Frost.
Also, I love how they didn't even make the snowman look like Michael Keaton. You know how sometimes they come back and they kind of look like the person?
No, I think that's better. I think it's good that he didn't.
To not look like that? What is that?
He's...
yeah. Jack Frost. Yeah, it's a little bit...
That's all I remember watching in school.
Yeah, I think it was...
That and... I saw this. That's going to get real dark
Oof.
For a second.
Oof. Maybe we don't.
I saw the Twin Towers go down.
Okay. Well, every. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No. But that one,
never forget.
Yeah, I know. No, they had to. It was. I mean, it was like worldly news. You had to watch. Not that kids knew what was going on. We all were watching it. Like, what is this?
No, I remember where I was and when I watched it, because we were supposed to watch a movie in class, and then the TV was on. My teacher just sat down. I was like, "What's happening?" And then
my teacher was from New York, so she immediately like dropped everything, was calling off the hook, and we were so confused. Not to get on anyway, that topic.
9/11 did not make the prep list today, but you know what? Sometimes you got to plan B it. Sometimes you got to plan B.
We're being it.
Can I talk about something New York happy? Met Gala, first of all, is today. When this episode comes out, it will have happened. But I wanted to know, do you have any predictions?
I think this will be a really big year. The theme is
super fine. Tailoring black style.
And then there was like a subtext about dandyism, which I just now learned what dandyism is. So
the sartorial style to the formation of black identities per Vogue. That's what Vogue said. I'm excited for it.
I think this is just a opportunity for a lot of the African-American culture to come out and just like, wow. Just like use their culture as a way to just be performative, like go insane.
I wonder if it's going to feel like appropriation for others on the red carpet.
There's going to be a fine line. I think they have to be careful about that.
Yeah. I mean, like, or are you like honoring like certain black designers? Like, I wonder, I'm
That's true too.
Interested in seeing like the take on it, because these themes are so specific. You know what I mean?
I
have to read it four times to be like, well, what does that... What can we expect, you know?
Yep.
Which is why I sort of am more like, I care more about like who goes, who doesn't, who's seen together. Will anyone trip? You know what I mean? Those are steps. They're steps up to the Met Gala.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of who will be the craziest dress. Usually we get a huge performance from the Hadids.
Cardi B always has a crazy dress.
Oh my God. Beyonce.
Like Cardi B and Definitely. Lady Gaga, they always have these like changes, like mid-carpet changes.
The outfit becomes multiple different outfits.
Yeah. I'll remember, really cool. Lady Gaga had this one change. Remember last year? I think it was last year where it like was this big gown and then it like they pulled it off and it was like this short dress and then it was like another piece. And I was like, this is the performance is right here.
There's also themes of, as I'm literally reading an article, just because this... It's hard for me when I had no idea what dandyism is, but there's a lot of rooted in protesting.
Okay.
So I think a lot of people will do pay homage to that whole staying active. Garments of protest, garments of freedom. When you think about the Zoot Suit riots of the 1940s, you're looking at black and Latino men who were attacked for wearing wide legged trousers. Mm. There's going to be a lot of historical references and it's going to go, I'm going to have to read into it.
I hope we get a lot of Zoot Suit.
Looks. Show me a zoot suit.
I love a good zoot suit. A big baggy pant.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. Do you know who the chairs are since you did your research? Do you know how there's like four people who are co-chairs?
Yeah. No, I don't.
With Anna Wintour.
Who is it this year?
No, I don't know. I was asking.
Definitely.
But I know.
Definitely got to be in this article.
LeBron James, I know, is like a special chair.
Okay.
Which makes sense, which is, you know, he's pretty iconic.
Yes.
But I don't know who else, you know, like every year, like remember it was like Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Like, I bet she's not on this year.
You know, I'm going to go with a resounding no on this one.
I don't think she's in the Met Gala core.
I don't think so.
Wait, I want to look it up. Who are the chairs? Okay.
Co-chairs are Coleman Domingo, Lewis Hamilton, ASAP Rocky, and Pharrell.
Okay.
That
iconic.
LeBron James
Coleman Domingo brings
serving.
It every year too. He's his fashion is
he
like
does.
He is That's, very creative and artistic.
I had his image of his outfit that he wears. Honestly, he wears a sick suit for every single
award show,
truly. And he's amazing. But you were right. LeBron James is also serving as honorary chair.
There we go.
Honorary chair.
Can't wait to see what LeBron wears, you know?
Yeah, LeBron's is gonna be, what if he mixes in a little bit of like sport history?
We'll see.
It's just going to be sick all around.
What do you think? Okay, let's predict it right now and we'll see if we're right. Which Kardashians will be there?
Well, clearly it's not going to be me, Kourtney.
We're going to get into them.
I'm going to say, I actually am going to go as far to say Kim, Khloe, and Kendall. No.
I'm going to say Kylie and Timmy are going to go together.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Because that's just like, duh.
People are waiting for
it. Right. And they were just at a basketball game together. Like, they're like out doing the rounds, you know? Like, this is like a Tuesday. This is a Monday. Another Monday.
Just another Monday.
Another Monday.
HMU. Go to the Met Gala.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Chloe will be there. I don't think she likes this shit.
I don't think so. But I think that she would really appreciate this theme. And I think she would want to do it up.
I think also maybe because of Cloud. Maybe no. Because she's got a new brand out. You know what I mean? Like,
right. You got to promote that popcorn.
You got to.
Please.
Kendall will definitely be there. She's the supermodel. Kendall, they love
she's
to
always,
outfit her.
Yeah.
Kim better be there. Will Chris be there?
I don't know, doll.
Do you know what I mean?
Impersonating your Chris Jenner.
I wonder if Chris will be there. I think she wants to.
Oh my God. I mean, Chris wouldn't miss a Met.
But she doesn't always go. But
is there space for her?
Is there space? Exactly.
Because then if you know she goes, she's got to bring Corey.
Yeah. Like, is Julia Fox going? Like, there's some people I'm like,
will they be going?
Will they? Yeah.
I mean, Julia's definitely going to be there.
Apparently, they raised more money for this year's Met Gala than any other Met Gala before.
Like, damn.
Because it is a fundraiser, I believe.
Yeah.
And
this shit is for a reason.
I think there is a reason. Yeah. It's not just a fashion parade.
Protest about that. Right.
But it is just a fashion parade. No, I can't wait. I mean, can't wait is a loose term. I think it's pretty boring to watch. It's literally just people walking. But it's fun to, like, just watch online, like, the looks. You know what I mean? Like,
that's why I love just scrolling on Instagram.
Yeah.
Seeing the highlights.
Or you could just put up Vogue.com or whatever and just refresh it. And, you know, they got all the looks.
That's true. As we're recording this. So you said the carpet starts at 6.
I think it's at 6.
Mm-hmm. They're all getting ready in their hotel rooms.
Yeah, right?
Quinta will be there. I'm just trying to think of all the amazing actors and singers.
I mean, I'd love a J-Lo sighting. Give me J-Lo. I actually read that Madonna will be there.
Oh, yeah.
Diana Ross, someone said, will be there. Like,
I believe that.
Yeah, I saw some headline. You know, I love how, like, one media, like, company breaks. They're like, breaking news, Madonna. We hear she's in New York. She's going to be there.
Well, there's been sightings of all these celebrities that usually aren't in New York.
Right.
You're like, okay, it's clearly for the Met Gala.
So funny.
Clearly.
I want to go one day. Just to wear the art.
Anna wants to go and you want to.
I want to crash it as Joan.
Yeah.
I mean, not crash it. I want to be hired to go and do something fun.
I would like to be there on purpose.
Yes. You know, invite.
An invite would be great.
But I'd love to walk it too.
Yeah.
I saw SJP is not going to be there.
Why?
Fashion icons. She has work.
Oh. I would love to cancel a crazy event like that because I'm booked. Because
you have work.
Yeah. I have too many commitments.
Right?
It's the boss ass thing to
then
say.
Then you also hear things of like people being like, yeah, I was offered the lead in Titanic, but I had work. And you're like, damn, that was a miss. Like, what were you working on? You know, like a Nickelodeon like TV show. And I'm like,
oof. I was voicing for a new animated series on Disney.
Couldn't handle it.
To pass on the Titanic.
Yeah. Like you hear those stories and you're like, oh, that would hurt for a while.
I know.
Wait.
There's some. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, the gossip on the street is Sydney Sweeney.
Oh.
Gave MGK a really big hug. And everybody is...
I did not think you were going to say hug.
Things were swirling.
A really big blowjob.
A really big, juicy hug.
They are dating?
No, they're rumored because they were seen together at a birthday party this past weekend.
Imagine being that famous that you like... What if she knows him from fourth grade? You know what I mean?
Nope.
You're like, oh my God,
white,
hi!
Truly.
Big hug! And they're like... Someone saw it. Someone caught it.
Quite truly that, yeah. It's definitely founded on nothing. It's just now that MGK is single or not, I guess, with Megan linked as closely anymore. Sid Sweeney broke off her engagement.
I think they would be a fun couple. I don't know.
There's
something attractive
her.
About him because he's like a bad boy. You know what I mean? I like that. Like,
sure, Anna.
Bad boy look. But
sure. You like a bad boy look?
I do. Team Big.
This is
not a bad boy look. Team Big is full on suit, but
yeah, I was gonna say he's clean cut, tailored man.
Yeah,
MGK is like frohawk and tats.
Frohawk? I've never heard that.
You know,
I don't mind it.
Are you really saying to me right now you have the hots for MGK?
I don't have the hots for him, but I don't think he's like a dump. You know what I mean? I could see why she'd be attracted to him.
Can't. I can't get past the hair, and he doesn't have enough meat on his bones.
Yeah, but that would give me something to aspire to. You know, I'd be like, let's eat what you eat. What do you eat? Crust?
Clearly, not much.
Just the skin of the chicken. Nothing else, you know.
Definitely. And I wanted to get your thoughts on, you sent me this. Nick Cannon has now insured his pee-pee for $10 million because his sperm is so strong.
You know, I mean, good. Good he's insured it because he's popping out kids. He probably has more than his 14 children. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so strong.
Like, that he knows of. Right?
God forbid you get in an elevator with Nick Cannon. Like, you could get pregnant, I guess. I don't know.
This is just crazy. He took out a $10 million insurance policy on his penis earlier this year.
Just for that article, right? He just was like, wouldn't that be so funny?
Yeah. Post it. How do you even take out an insurance policy on a body part?
If there's anyone who could do it, I believe it's Nick Cannon. That man has 4 billion jobs, yeah. You know? He doesn't stop. No wonder he needs to control his...
He actually regrets it. He regrets not doing it for $12 million because he has 12 kids. So...
A million for each child?
$1 million for each kid.
Okay. Good for him.
He agrees otherwise. This is, quote, you hear all these supermodels insuring their legs for millions of dollars. Why shouldn't I insure my best assets? I got to make sure my kids are taken care of when my manhood no longer works. I'm sorry, I don't get it. Cannon isn't retiring his junk just yet. As he added, I still have a long way to go. Oh, great.
What?
Oh, great.
He wakes up and he's like, 4 more kids this year.
These names are great. Morocco, Moroccan and Monroe, Powerful Queen, Rise Messiah, Brittany Bell, Zion and Zillion, Beautiful Zeppelin,
Here's
Legendary
the thing.
Love.
How do you name one kid Beautiful and not the others? That's rude, right?
Brittany Bell and Beautiful Zeppelin. And then the most recent kids are Onyx Ice and... Okay.
Like, I feel bad for Monroe. He's got a sister named Powerful Queen and Beautiful Jenna. I don't know.
Rise Messiah and Powerful Queen. And then you just got Abby De La Rosa?
No.
No.
There's clearly a hierarchy of these kids, you know, based on the name alone.
Golden Saigon. And then you got my sister Brittany. Oh, that's just Brittany. Oh, that old hoe? Brittany.
That's sad.
That's crazy.
Well, you know, I guess it's good he insured his dick. I don't know.
So he's saying that if somebody was to, I don't know, take a little machete, chop it off.
Who's the woman that cut off a man's penis?
Lorena Bobbitt. So if someone was to Lorena Bobbitt his little peepee,
yeah,
his big, I guess.
Not so little. Yeah, he says his best asset. And that man can host every reality show.
Oh, my God. There's not a show he can't host.
There isn't.
So if somebody was to chop it off, then it would be insured. No worries there.
Wow.
That's crazy. What body part would you insure?
Great question. I would say my boobs. I have good boobs.
I thought you were going to say your ass.
No, I hate my butt.
But you have a great ass.
Let her go. Chop it off. I'll probably be appreciative. You know what I mean?
So your titties, huh?
I think I have. Yeah. I'll probably have to lift them at some point. You know what I mean? Gravity does that. That's not me.
Right.
That's
right.
Gravity. It's not me. It's
the laws of physics.
It's not me.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah. But we got a good 10 years until I have to do that. You know what I mean?
I actually didn't even know that celebrities do this. I'm trying to think of singers. Do they insure their vocal cords?
Oh, wow. I don't know. What would you insure?
Well, I was going to say my mouth, but then I thought, our impressions, our voices actually come from our vocal cords.
Okay.
So I would insure that, I guess.
I love how I didn't even think there. I was like, yeah, my boobs. Why wouldn't I?
You went right to your tits. I go, Anna, what makes you the most money? Our voice.
I guess. Do you know when I laugh? Just like
I
laugh regularly on my Instagram, people are like, Kris Jenner laugh.
And I'm like, I hear Kris.
I'm like, I'm fucking out eating dinner with my boyfriend. And I'm like laughing. And they're like, you can't. I'm like, I don't know how to laugh. You're right. I don't know how to laugh anymore.
Now, Chrissy, what would Kris Jenner, what would you want to insure, baby?
I would insure
my ex-wife, everybody, Kris Jenner.
I would insure my brain because I have made a bajillion dollars because of how fucking smart I am.
Yeah, baby. Her brain works in overtime. Swear to God. I remember. What would I do? It's gotta be the muscles. It's gotta be.
Which ones? All of them?
It's gotta be the biceps.
Wow.
That's what I take to the, on the racetrack. That's what I'm, golf swings.
Yeah.
Maybe the calves.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a toss-up.
That's a great headline. Caitlyn Jenner insures her calves.
They took me to the Olympics, baby.
I love it.
Yeah, kiddos.
Well, we're giving you a little foreshadow of what's happening this coming week. But
later on.
A little later on. I just want to say one thing before we end.
Please.
It's very important to me as a New Yorker. The Tony Award nominations came out. Trey. The Tony Award nominations. This was like my fucking like Super Bowl. What do you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to tell us about a new Pura Vida location that was popping up.
I love the accent. Pura Vida?
I just...
Pura Vida?
Pura Vida? Pura. Pura sounds...
Pura Vida sounds like how I'm supposed to say it.
Pura Vida.
Because if I said it with an accent, they'd be like, shut the fuck up, Anna.
Stop trying.
Where are you from? Philadelphia?
Hillary Baldwin?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, my God. Someone tagged me in a TikTok of her real quick.
Wait.
I have to...
Play it.
There's no sound. She's doing handstands outside on the sidewalk of the building. I have to show you at the break. You guys, I'll post this on Big Wigs because it's so fucking random. Someone was like... Because someone literally saw her and they were like, is that Hilaria Baldwin doing a handstand? She takes her shoes off on the sidewalk, fully gets like Hep C, does a handstand.
You need a good handstand on the street.
There must have been like paparazzi there and she was like, I'll give him a show. It's so weird.
Because why else would she do that?
It's really wild. But no, I was going to say the Tony Award nominations came out. Yeah. Tonys are happening in June.
Hell yeah.
I have a friend who's like, he got nominated. I was like trying to invite myself. I'm like, you know, I want to go. Like I went once and it's so fun. And it's like my dream award show to go to. It's like
that's
so
amazing.
Fun. And I went as a seat filler once, but there are plenty of funny stories about that another day. Like my friend was producing the show and I was like, I'll be a seat filler. And because I looked fucking awesome, they put me in the front. So I became best friends with like people. Like a director, Cheetah Rivera's daughter. I think she thought I was nominated. Like I was like, yeah, of course. Like I'm meant to be in the second row.
Of course.
Little did she know I was a seat filler. But anyway, Tony Noms came out. Lots of nominations. Have you seen O'Mary yet? Go see O'Mary.
I mean, I can't even get an S seat.
Yeah, you can. Go on StubHub.
It's been packed. That's the not with him, the OG.
Yeah, Cole's in it right now until June.
You got a month. I have a month.
I'm going to go back in June because I've seen Cole. I want to go back and see Titus Burgess because I've seen it twice now. But, you know. Wait, what else got a big... Oh, all the women... both women from Death Becomes Her. Death Becomes Her got like 10 nominations.
Oh, my God.
So good.
That's amazing.
I still believe Nicole Scherzinger is going to win.
That was the one name I was going to ask you about.
She got it. So did Audra.
Wow.
Neck and neck, you know? Icons. Wow. Icons are competing. Wow. George Clooney got nominated.
What is he in?
Good Night and Good Luck.
George?
He's on Broadway right now. Look up the Tony noms, but they're really, it's very exciting for a person like me, but I haven't seen half the shows, so I got to go see a bunch. Maybe Happy Ending got 10 nominations. A lot of them got big noms.
That's amazing. I love when these other actors that you've seen for years and years and years when they go on Broadway and they have a whole history of doing theater.
A whole history.
And you're amazed by it. You're like, wait, what?
Jennifer Simard did some interviews. She's one of the leads. She plays like the Goldie Hawn role in Death Becomes Her. Okay. She's so fucking funny. She's so good. And she's been nominated before. It's like her third nomination. She's one of the funniest like comedic musical theater actresses I've ever seen. And I love her. And she was like on some radio show. I heard a clip of her, you know, after the nominations came out the other day. Right. And she was like, it's just so crazy. Like Audra and I met when we were 23 and they were like singing at some like, I don't know if it was like some event, like nothing like Broadway, you know, but they were like doing like fucking gigs, like singing together at like something.
That's so cool.
And she's like, and here we are, like best leading actress in a Broadway musical. Like
that's, so
you know,
cool.
And they're in their 50s and they're like fucking crushing it. And it's just cool. I'm like, yeah, that's it.
One day I'll be on Broadway. Journey. And you're going to be there.
It was why I moved here.
That's why I got into the biz, kids.
That's why I moved here. I was like, well, Broadway needs me, so I might as well go to New York.
Sweetie, I'm going to Broadway.
Here we go. And then she did comedy.
Countess Luann.
I'm going to smoke a couple of these talkies.
Listen, we should give our Trader Joe's picks.
Okay.
Because they're so...
We should surprise each other and bring what we buy at Trader Joe's.
They're always coming out with new things. Things that you would never know go together. But these are the chili and lime flavored...
Always hit.
They call them rolled corn tortillas.
They look like joints.
Yeah, they really do.
That hurt your mouth. All right, that's our episode. Tune in. We're going to do a celebrity catch up this week because you know we owe you one.
You know.
I should have brought myself some reposado tequila. It's Cinco de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Mayo. That's why I brought these chili lime chips.
Obviously. She's a woman of the people.
All right.
Mi gente.
Adios. Feliz de Cinco de Mayo.
Feliz Cinco de Mayo. There's not really a song for that. I could sing Happy Birthday.
Oh. Yeah, there really isn't a song.
Ay, ay, ay. You know what? I got to get out of here. Love you guys. We'll see you on the next episode. We're doing a celeb catch up. You missed us. Have a great day.